shadows grow. Six took the step, couldn't turn away. Now the dark is alive and it's here to stay. Voices rising cold as stone. Whispers claim them flesh and bone. And it leaves you dry.
Hello, everyone. It's me, your friend Flaffle. So, I guess I have to step up and do these now, since Ivan can't read the simple script that I gave him. We really need to teach him to read. I swear, these guys. Anyway, I'm here to fill you in on what you might have missed last time on our adventure. Turns out, we decided to descend under Gracklestuck, seeking to destroy the heart of corruption that plagues this city and free them from the shackles, to lead them to liberation. I'm being told I need to back off of that and talk about what actually... Fine. Sorry. So, on our way down, we find ourselves in a cavern that slowly turned into nothing but a fleshy, horrible nightmare as we came across our old friend Boobado. You know, that one that Ivan sent off to die because he was an old, frail man. Turns out he's not. He's actually some kind of nightmare creature. We began to fight. I managed to scream and run away. Others managed to do a bit more. I have since learned, for all my planning, not much seems to go my way. But hey, maybe this go-round, we'll be able to do a little bit more. Tune in and find out. Okay, bye!
All right, Shookshank.
Okie dokie. I'm trying to see if I could get a fireball perfectly in the middle of them. I really want to cast a spell, and I can't. Ivan is right there.
Sorry.
I might just do it.
Just better. Hit me.
It's okay. I can heal. I can heal him. Drop it on him.
Warden looks over, hit me! I can take it!
Hazan just goes, do it! Send it!
Point of order, who went first last? Was it Kazad or Ivan?
It was you.
Oh, I'm last.
Yeah, Kazad goes first.
Has Kazad gone yet?
Yes.
Shit.
Yeah, okay. He just went.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to use... two sorcery points as quicken spell.
Yep.
Are you gonna double fireball?
Can't do that.
Technically you can because you can action fireball and then.
It says once I use quicken spell to modify a spell, I can't use anything above first level.
Oh, that's because you're using 2024, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, but I'm playing that class, so I'm a follow that.
Yeah,
those rules for it.
They had to nerf the double fireball.
Yeah.
All right. I have a double fireball.
So, how about this? Can I cast a fireball in this back corner, hitting B and the crystal?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to do that.
Okay.
So that's a dex save of 19.
Okay.
Jesus, you have a high DC.
I believe the crystal fails immediately, right? Because you can't move.
So it rolled a 20.
What, the crystal?
No.
I'm about to say.
I'm about to say, this is a big flesh monster, bro.
And the crystal. So that's fine. Yeah, it fails.
Yeah, you damn right it fails. It's saved.
It's all poison. Resistances don't matter because of unless we had it.
Okay.
Oh. I'm gonna use a sorcery point. To empowered spell and reroll those ones.
Hell yeah.
How do you bring up this chat, guys? Help, please. What's I can't see what I rolled.
Oh, arrow in the bottom right.
God, I hate this.
Game log. Okay. Yeah, there you go, game log.
Yeah. Alright. Shit. Alright, whatever. I'm just gonna go ahead and reroll. So that was a...
Do it.
That one... Hold on, one of these dice is cocked pretty bad. Alright, 36. Poison damage. Aft 4B.
Okay. The crystal... You do see it crack a little.
Well, it's not a crystal. It's a fleshy thing.
Yeah, but you see the like membrane start to crack a little.
So then
does Flapple have free action?
sure.
Everyone, go for the crystal!
That's what I asked in the first... Okay.
I know. Sorry.
It's all right.
Giant flesh monsters.
Well, I mean,
I know.
If that's scary. What you want. Now, for his action, he is going to reach towards his
also
robe.
Also, D20.
Oh my god, hold on. Let me do that first.
Should I drink one of these potions?
5.
I need you to roll.
Ah, damn. Alright.
Because it seems this Phaedrus is empowered.
Does Flaffle pick up on that?
Okay. 46.
What was it?
46.
You're going to need to roll another d20, but you cast... you begin to levitate. But you are casting the spell, so I need you to roll another d20 for me.
Oh, that's a vicious cycle.
18.
Okay, you're good.
So now I'm
you're just
floating?
Levitating. Yeah, you're just floating.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is new. He's going to reach towards the... I guess so.
Huh.
So it's more to be in this sorcerer stuff than I thought.
It's running the family.
I see something else cool, cousin. And he's gonna reach towards his robe and scrape off some of the mud, as y'all see, like, this star light up around his collar, and he's gonna pluck it off and toss it at the crystal.
Oh, the robe of stars.
At the cocoon?
The fuck?
Yep.
Hey! I love that thing.
Oh, that is... How many...
Yeah, how the hell do you start off with a robe
of
stars?
I just had flashbacks to the last time robe of stars was used in a game I was in, and my got turned into puzzle pieces.
My character tried to get someone stuck in the ethereal plane with that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would have gotten away with it too.
So you're one with that damn dice.
Technically, Elvisar has the robe of stars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A question, do you roll all of them at once plus the 1d4 plus 1?
It's one each. It plus 1 for each d4 you roll for each bolt.
Yeah. Depending on the DM, they can have you roll 1d4 and then just have that be all for all dice or they all start all the darts or they have you roll 1d4 for each one. It depends on the DM.
How you want it?
Don't matter.
You want to roll
just roll it all together, add 5.
Or
that. 2, 3, 4. It's 7. Oh, first level is 3 darts plus 4.
7, yeah.
Yep, 7.
Dice are cocked. D&D Beyond. Gotta give it a second. Oh my god.
All right. Oh, your dice was cocked on D&D Beyond?
Yes.
Yes.
Wizards!
So, 27 points of force damage.
7. You guys see as he throws a star off, these bolts come out of it that are like sickly green in nature and slam into this creature.
You can do stuff too, cousin.
And he is dead.
Yeah. This was grandma's robe.
Does grandma know Star Woman? Nice
things.
Right? Dawn just yells out, Elestria, Ivan, Elestria. Oh yeah, that's her name.
Has it been over an hour since I cast this spell, by the way?
No, it has not.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Still looks like Shampra.
It's very strange to see Shampra, and he talks like this!
It is.
Okay, so with that being said, at the end of your turn, Warden, your turn.
Cool.
Crystal!
Well, Laffel said attack the crystal, so I'm gonna walk over here.
I'm skipping down to the background waving his arms.
That thing still has to attack me. and I'm gonna swing at the crystal.
Wait a minute. Isn't this the part of every Resident Evil game where someone shows up to give us an RPG to kill this thing?
21.
Or is this before that happens? So what we're doing is gonna make that happen.
Okay. Where the fuck is Ada Wong? Where is Ada?
I'm gonna burn a smite. So this is gonna be 3d8.
I think Shookashack is our Ada. He just dropped a fucking missile, a bunch of missiles on something. So
5 damage from the sword, and then 10 from the smite.
What?
And then I'm gonna swing and attack again because I'm level 5.
There you go.
There you go.
That is.
You remember? I remembered.
For a 15 to hit the crystal.
Okay. 15 misses. 15 just kind of clinks off.
Darn.
The membrane is very, very tough.
That's just rude.
Yes.
Okay, well, Yep. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
End of your turn. It is now the flesh turn.
Love that.
Out of context. Turn.
Yeah.
It's just called the flesh.
The flesh.
I just want to say that like Morbsky has a background of a guy just like suddenly coming to realization, and soon as Hulk said flesh turn, it went to the horrified face.
For any of you that are curious, it's from Starbarians by Harry Partridge. Not sponsored, but hey dude, if you want to give us a shout out, what's up?
Yeah, Morbsky will put all of your stuff as his background.
I will. Love your stuff, dude. The Skyrim song is better than Back to Tamriel, but, you know, we're just being honest here. Also, if you could let me know what happened to Dan Bull, I'd appreciate that. Early YouTube people knowing what I'm talking about. You know, these younger folks, like, who the fuck is Dan Bull?
All right, is that 24 hit?
Silver barbs.
Warden.
Silver barbs.
Okay.
And I got.
But yeah, 24 would have hit.
How about a 17?
18.
Nope.
I got an 18, so nothing bad happens.
There you go.
I am going to give, because is heat metal an attack or a saving throw?
Saving throw.
Okay, so then I'm going to give the advantage onto Warden.
And then it is going to make its next attack at you for a 25 to hit.
I can't protect you from that one.
That hits.
Okay.
Alright.
So you are going to take 13 points of piercing damage.
Oh, fuck you.
Which is normal damage because you are...
What about resistant the vulnerability? To ever...
Oh, shit, yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
So that is 26 points of damage.
I mean, that's okay. I had 8.
That's true.
And I am in chalice form, so I can heal you.
That's unfortunate.
No, you can't.
I can't. It is...
You can't see her.
I'm sorry, what?
You're inside of it.
Mouth comes down and...
Oh my god, I should have given you the...
You are now considered grappled.
Question! Can she still hear me?
She can, but... As a bonus action, this thing is going to use Consume Creature.
Yeah.
I need you to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh god, why you gotta do dex? Why is it gotta be dex? And that's a fucking 2 for a 3.
Oh my god. Well, that healing word is still something I can see. Why put...
Oh my god.
Yeah. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? I think you're thinking what I'm thinking.
We gonna heat the robot?
She made of metal. She'd be alright.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
I'm gonna yell out like, hey, do I still heat the thing or do I heat, I know we had a plan.
Heat the big robot. Heat the big robot.
Alright, heat the big robot.
You don't have to heat to cast heat metal on me?
Objects such as a metal that you can see within range.
You can't see me. I have been consumed.
Oh, sad face.
That's 11 points of robotic damage.
How many?
11.
Oh.
What is your hit points at?
What?
11.
That's 11 points of damage, and so reduced down to 5.
You said it's acid, right?
Necrotic.
I'm resistant to all damage.
Yeah.
Right now. So is that 11 after the resistance?
No, so it's 5.
Okay. My hit points are at 40 out of 64.
Okay, good.
Good guy.
You are considered swallowed. So,
hey, yo.
You no longer have the grapple condition.
You got a self-destruct button.
I still have Aura of Viciousness up.
Hey, can you like Iron Giant this shit and blow up and then pull yourself back together?
You do.
Which means if it has swallowed me, it can't attack any of them.
It has to hit itself.
It's okay.
Imagine it's voiced by Danny DeVito now.
I'm not gonna apologize. I did build the Oath of the Defender to be a bitch to deal with.
Hey, don't apologize to me. I ain't the DM. Thank you.
That's okay.
It is.
So that's that one's turn.
What do you mean that one?
Does another one drop down from the ceiling?
I swear to fuck.
We better get some crazy ass XP for this shit.
We better.
Why are we looking up?
We're milestone.
Why is no one looking up? I'm not close. You put that thing 5 feet to me, I will slap you.
I was just like, why?
So, realistically, it was back here. It would have moved, seen you, but is compelled to attack this thing, so it's going to land here.
Oh, so they're just going to fight each other.
Oh, it failed the save against my aura, too. So now they're going to attack each...
Well, actually, C's just going to beat the ever-living crap out of B.
And B's going to eat itself.
Oh, my God. Ivan's going to get left on that crystal.
Just bravo. Bravo. Because, like,
I mean, bravo.
Thank you.
It was like endless fucking amalgamation Cronenberg nonsense.
I'm just, look, there's a reason I made Aura of Viciousness a charisma save, because most monsters are shit at charisma.
Also, it's a taunt, so either that wisdom too. Or charisma is the only ones that make sense. Alright, I got a plan to technically heal Myth.
That hits. And that hits. So that's 12 and 12, so 24 points of piercing damage directly into the neck of this thing where Warden is. So Warden, you will take... Fuck. It's going to take 24 points of damage. You take 48 points of damage because it's piercing.
I'm down, and my aura goes away.
Oh, no. What have you done? Look what you've done.
You're at zero?
We still have an entire cult.
I'm at zero. That 48, I had 40.
Wait, no. You're resistant, remember? No, you're not, because
they're like vulnerability.
Vulnerability.
Yeah.
I hope you're happy.
You do not make death saves.
How long does that vulnerability happen?
I need you to make a decision.
Hey, okay.
No.
You are considered dead.
No.
Warden is a revenant. She comes back in 24 hours.
But Warden is now, unfortunately, swallowed by the creature. And eaten.
What about whatever is housed inside of Warden?
That's the other decision I need you to make. You are technically Siondel right now.
Like,
she's level like 15, right?
No, she's level 5.
I think she'd be level 15.
But she
was a whole ass problem that had to be killed away. At
full health?
He would be at full health.
Would aid have affected her since she was inside Warden?
No.
Okay. So she is she's at 54 health. And I don't know what to do here.
I will say this. Give it one round. As long as you do not take enough damage to kill Siondel, you are still technically alive. You are just unconscious in there.
This is Siondel right now, coming out of this flesh monster.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I would advise hitting the fuck out of this. Actually, wait a goddamn second.
Uh-huh.
Warden, you're alive.
What?
It took 24 points of damage plus the other damage that it took. It took 30 points of damage. It spits you out.
Oh, nice. So yeah. I still have do I still have my 40 HP that I had?
No, I would say you are still down, but you are not dead.
Oh,
because
okay.
The attack
cool.
Still would have happened, but it would have spit you out. Sorry, one
okay,
of those
well,
like
I'll
weird
be up.
Timing things.
I'll be up. Next round, I start healing at half HP.
Well, nice. I'll get you up four then.
I don't know, heat metal.
No, I have a bonus action.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
And I'm in chalice form.
I don't know what that means, but nice.
It means that whenever I heal somebody with a healing spell, I can also heal another person or the same person within 30 feet of me with a 1d8 plus my wisdom modifier healing. I can double.
Heyo. Now I'm going to come in today.
I did fix the issue with the Oath of the Defender and their aura being their channel divinity, so I don't have resistance to all damage anymore.
That's fine. You're alive, kind of.
But I can reactivate Aura of Viciousness.
Yep. Okay. Alrighty. With that being settled, it is now Lair's turn.
Is this big creature still alive?
Yes.
Okay, so if I can see these squares, 5, 10, 15, I'm going to pull 20, 25.
It is going to make an attack of opportunity on her.
It's not willing movement.
She's not willingly moving.
I'm unconscious.
Oh, yep. Okay. Yeah.
Boom.
I forgot about that part of the rule.
Move there, right there. Yeah, he's gonna move him right there, and then he is going to attack B.
Almost like they know their shit.
Yep.
No bonus action. Yeah. No bonus action. I mean, no advantage. So he's just gonna attack it. That is a 13 plus. What is his lance? 8. So that for sure hits with a 21. So that does 1d10 plus 5. For 10 damage. And then he is going to call out to Khazad. Please, can you end it? Oh, no, Khazad doesn't have his reaction.
Khazad just looking over at you and shrugging like, huh?
Oh, what?
It's like, bro, you control me. What are you talking about? It's not very based.
Fine. I'll just do another attack with Lairs.
Yep. He doesn't
have... Trying to see something with him because he has some of the maneuvers I don't normally take. Need a bonus action, Sparty die to grant a friendly creature who can see you or hear you temporary HP equal to your Sparty die plus 2. Okay. So he's just going to attack once more. That is a 10 plus 8. Right? That's his thing? 8. Yeah, 8. For an 18. That's going to be 9 plus 5 is 14 damage. And then he is going to action surge.
Okay.
For another 2 hits. So 11 plus 8 is a 19. Second hit is going to be a natural 20.
Jesus Christ.
All right, so first one is going to be... 9 plus 5 is 14, and then where's another d10? Where are my d10s? That's a d8. There's a d10. Okay, so we have a 6 and a 4 for 10 plus 5 is 15. And then bonus action is going to yell over to... shook a shack. Oh, does he? No, Khazad. Because Khazad's the only other tank. And give him temporary HP equal to. So he has to roll a d8 and then add 2. So that'll be 8. 6 plus 2.
Okay. So Khazad now has 8 temporary hit points.
Yep. And that will be Lairs' turn.
At the end of Lairs' turn.
I am targeting B, by the way. Just letting you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
A cackle can be heard throughout the entire cavern. As the flesh cocoon begins to glow.
Effect.
Heat the metal.
I need everyone to make a constitution saving throw.
Why do I keep rolling this dice? 13.
You technically still need to make a constitution saving throw because you're still technically living.
21.
Zod is a...
The robot does better than Flaffle. And the robot is dead.
15 plus 2 is a 17, and then 4.
The robot is unconscious, not dead.
Lairs, it's...
You don't have a pulse? Dying. We don't know what you are.
I got... Khazad got a 17, and Lairs got a 16, and Ivan got... a 14.
Alright, everybody who rolled under... You got a what?
16.
Okay. So anybody who rolled under a 15 takes 3 points of necrotic damage, and your maximum hit points are reduced by the same amount.
I am actually resistant to that, so I'm only going to lose one.
Could you repeat that? What now? We take how much damage?
3. And your maximum hit points is reduced by that many.
Look, man, I was born in the end of June, but you, sir, are the true cancer here.
I'm sorry, what?
I was born at the end of June, but he is the true cancer here. Bringing in those astrology people.
Speaking of astrology,
let's get those Taylor Swift fans up in here. What's up, Swifties? I didn't boo at the Super Bowl.
Speaking of astrology,
like and subscribe.
Is that a fucking turnover to me?
Yes.
Okay.
Heat the metal.
First things first is heat the metal.
Does he have line of sight with the metal?
No. No.
You're going to have to scamper around.
So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Right there.
I'm going to leave stool back here with Droki.
Thank you.
Just for safety's sake.
So, yeah, Ivan now heats metal.
Okay.
He accidentally glances at Kazad, though, and Kazad just lights up.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
All right. Who's so you are heating the immovable rod.
Yeah.
So you are not. So shit.
I'm not targeting it. So
right.
The immovable rod would have to make the save, but the immovable rod isn't going to be able to make the save.
So it just fails. So roll your damage.
Very well. That is going to be 3d8. 8, 6, and 7.
Jesus Christ, so...
15 plus 6 is 21.
Oh, damn it.
14 plus 7 is 21.
Okay. You see the flame kind of, like, the heat intensify on the rod and shoot down into the cocoon. You see some of the membrane and some of the internal goo start to cauterize.
Awesome. He will take that. He'll take 3d8 fire damage every turn until the rod is removed. And then I am going to pop... Oh, yeah, I also need to roll the...
Yep.
The d20. 11.
You're good.
And then I'm going to pop a healing word on Warden.
Okay.
So that is
your grave domain. It heals for max.
It heals for max, but I'm gonna do that at my last second level.
So
and
8 plus...
hold on, nope. It's because I have the thing. It's 64 plus 4. So
oh
it's
shit,
gonna be let's see here. It's a hero.
24 plus your wisdom modifier,
which is 4, so 8.
So 28.
And then I am also going to drop my my extra healing. How much does that get you up? Does it almost get you up full? What does it get?
No. Okay. I have 8 up, so I'm at 28 out of 64. But I'll heal I'll regen up until 32.
I'm going to drop my extra heal because no one else is really hurt. I'm going to drop my extra heal on you again, so that's another d8 plus 4.
Yep.
So that is 7 plus 4, so 11. 11. All
right. And
so
I,
you should be at 39 now.
Yep.
There you go.
As Ivan just, boom, and it drops the, like a star appears above her as the moon kind of like grows from the star and a beam of healing energy drops down on her. But I will have to roll another d20.
Yes.
And that is a 4.
And that triggers it. I need you to roll another d100.
I'm trying, guys, but I only have spells. 66.
Up to... Fuck. Up to three creatures you choose within 30 feet of you take 4d10 lightning damage.
You know.
So,
you know.
Go ahead and roll the 4d10 for me.
Woohoo! Alright, where my 10 at? There it is. Alright, we got an 8 and a 9. And then a 5 and a 4.
So, 17, 26.
Yeah, 26 lightning damage.
Alright.
Again, suddenly, like, almost like mimicking the little star, except he doesn't take it off, it just kind of explodes from him. The spars erupt, turning into lightning as it arcs across the sky and strikes the creatures. I look over and I'm like, I think we might actually be family.
I told you.
Point of order.
Don't devil doubt the shack.
You aim at the cocoon that has a metal rod sticking into it going straight into the membrane.
Lightning rod! And it's heated, so it's extra conductive.
Fuck.
don't science it out, bro. Just
God.
Don't do that.
Okay. So is that the end of your turn?
That is my bonus action and my action. So yes, that is the end of my turn.
Baffle, it's your turn. But
oh my god,
this is the beginning of round three. This flesh mound falls back into the earth, or back into the blood and gore that is on the ground.
Where did the big thing go?
The cocoon begins to erupt, and you can hear, "Witness the birth of a god."
Don't really want to, dude.
I don't mean to ruin your little speech, but you gotta stick out your butt.
Nope, we got enough of those. We don't need any more.
And out comes Boopido.
More like Boopadoo.
No.
Now, here's a question for you. Given where the rod was, and the rod is
immovable. It did not penetrate him.
I get that. But is he pinned into that corner at the moment?
No, he is not.
That's a big bitch.
His body cracks. Morphs, legs become jawbones, arms become almost encasing the crystal on its head. The red gem turns into an eye. And you are now staring into Boopido the Death Tyrant. And that is where we will end the session for today.
Fuck.
Boo.
Oh God, we're gonna die.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.